Part 2. The Wealth Files. 17 Ways Rich People Think and Act Differently from Poor and Middle-Class People. In Part 1 of this book, we discussed the process of manifestation. Recall that thoughts lead to feelings, feelings lead to actions, and actions lead to results. Everything begins with your thoughts, which are produced by your mind. Isn't it amazing that our mind is pretty much the basis for our life? And yet most of us have no clue as to how this powerful apparatus functions. So let's start by taking a simple look at how your mind works. Metaphorically, your mind is nothing more than a big file cabinet, similar to what you'd find in your office or home. All information that comes in is labeled and filed in folders so that it's easy to retrieve to help you survive. Did you hear that? I didn't say thrive, I said survive. In every situation, you go to the files of your mind to determine how to respond. Say, for example, you're considering a financial opportunity. You automatically go to your file labeled money, and from there decide what to do. The only thoughts you can have about money will be what are stored in your money file. That's all you can think about because that's all that's in your mind under that category. You decide based on what you believe is logical, sensible, and appropriate for you at the time. You make what you think is the right choice. The problem, however, is that your right choice may not be a successful choice. In fact, what makes perfect sense to you may consistently produce perfectly poor results. For instance, let's say my wife is in the mall. That shouldn't be too hard for me to imagine. She sees this green purse. It's on sale for 25% off. She immediately goes to her mind files with the question, "Should I get this purse?" In a nanosecond, her mind files come back with the answer. You've been looking for a green purse to go with those green shoes you bought last week. Plus, it's just the right size. Buy it. As she rushes to the checkout counter, her mind is not only thrilled that she's going to have this beautiful purse, but glowing with pride that she got it for 25% off. To her mind, this purchase makes perfect sense. She wants it, she believes she needs it, and it is such a deal. However, at no point did her mind come up with the thought, "True, this is a really nice purse, and true, this is a great deal."